This program is brought to you by Emory University.
This book report is brought to you by Emory Report.
My name is Sally Wolf King. I teach Southern Literature at Emory University. And my article, William Faulkner and the Ledgers of History, recently appeared in the Southern Literary Journal. Well, I was working on a book of interviews with people who knew Faulkner. But also, I take my students to Oxford, Mississippi every year to see Faulkner's home. And one year I invited some alumni to go. One alumnus wrote in and said, I can't go on the trip, but I knew William Faulkner. So I called him, and it turns out he lives in town, but is a native Mississippian. So I went over to meet Mrs. Ann Salyard Francisco and Dr. Edgar Wiggin Francisco III. And at some point during the interview, Mrs. Francisco said, perhaps you should show her your diary. So Dr. Francisco, is modest and unassuming, and I think was a little bit unsure whether he should do that, but finally decided to show me the family diary. And I saw that it contained ledgers that listed the monies paid for individual slaves pre-Civil War, 1839 to 1863. And it looks very much like Godown Moses, or rather, Faulkner's Godown Moses looks a lot like it. But I couldn't figure out why this diary and Godown Moses would resemble each other. So finally I said, well, you told me that William Faulkner and your dad visited each other's homes. Do you think he ever saw this diary? And he said, oh yeah, he liked to look at it. I said, William Faulkner liked to look at this diary? And he said, oh yeah, he liked to look at it. He looked at it many times over the course of many years. He liked to take notes and sit and look at it and read and take notes. So once I realized the extent of it and started studying it, I began to see that not only does Godown Moses resemble it in a number of ways, but also a good number of other Faulkner novels seem to have been drawn partly from either ideas or plot narrative ideas from the diary.
Could you tell me a little bit about Francis Terry Leake, the man who wrote this diary, and who he was?
Yes, he was a planter in Mississippi, born in 1803 and died in 1863. So his life was spent mostly in Mississippi. He was from Rockingham, North Carolina originally, and came to Mississippi to become a planter, or he became a planter once he got there. And he accrued wealth and slaves and had a large plantation. And he kept meticulous records. And the diary is a set of 7 volumes of farm accounting ledgers. And he wrote down everything he bought, everything he grew, all of his crops are meticulously noted, everything he did to the crops and who did what with the crops. And he just took very, very careful notes over many, many years. So it's an astonishing document in its own right, just for recalling what life is like on an antebellum southern plantation.
And do you have any sense of why Faulkner would have been interested in this incredibly detailed diary?
Well, we know that Faulkner liked to use different sources in the creation of his works, but this is an 1,800-page document. It's full of rich detail about antebellum southern plantation life, and the fact that Faulkner was interested in it, I think, shows us even more clearly than ever that he sought authenticity for his works, that he wanted them to be authentic. And so for him to have used a document like this extensively indicates the degree of interest he had in doing that. But also I think that it shows us even more than we already knew that Faulkner had a deep sense of what slavery meant to the South, what it did. In some cases, I guess he would say evil, or the bad parts of slavery and what the ramifications of it were for the South. And so I think it shows us that Faulkner is very, very interested in racial history and its legacy.
The preceding program is copyrighted by Emory University. Please visit us at emory.edu.